The strongest quake in 40 years hits Iran. An unusually wet spring causes problems for kids in Uganda. And India's social outcasts get to know Jesus. Find out where that takes them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. On Tuesday, southeast Iran was hit by the most powerful earthquake to strike the country in 40 years. The 7.8 magnitude quake is the second strong trembler in a week. The preliminary death toll from this one is in the mid-40s, but it could have been a lot worse. It hit a rural area. Greg Garrett, a Sat-7 spokesman, explains.
They're very poor areas with very limited medical supplies, very limited resources to help them. So it's a fairly desperate situation for the families in those areas.
A state of emergency has been declared and help is on the way. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is airing live programs, giving viewers a chance to comfort each other.
We're really trying to emphasize the fact that in times like this, it is ultimately God that brings the comfort that's needed. But we're seeing family rise up and help family.
It's at times like these that God does some pretty amazing stuff.
Even in the midst of this disaster, that God can certainly touch people's lives. And that's really the objective of Sat-7 PARS.
Next, Human Rights Watch accuses Syria of war crimes. Deliberate airstrikes on civilians have killed 4,300 people since last summer. The violence prompted a mass exodus, but there remain 2 million who are trapped. With the help of local churches, Open Doors is aiding more than 3,000 internally displaced families. Last week, a church partner opened a new distribution center in Syria. As the one pastor says, love touches the deepest wounds. It's a tool to open hearts for the gospel. This is Mission Network News. Think you're having a rough spring? Unusually heavy rains this month sparked flash flooding in Uganda, Kenya, and Ethiopia. Compassion International reports the waters also caused a landslide earlier this month. 9 children from the Kasiri Child Development Center lost houses, possessions, and crops. As people are recovering, Compassion is providing emergency supplies, but they're meeting the spiritual needs, too. More specifics are at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, what do you get when you combine 350 Haitian pastors, 4 full days, and a central theme? Well, you get Baptist Haiti Mission's 55th Annual National Church Conference. Spokesman Ron Sparks says,
the theme of this year's church conference was being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. In Haiti, it presents a special challenge because of all of the other false religions there.
Pastors were challenged with personal transformation as well as with helping their church become more like Christ. It's all part of the Great Commission.
This is one step in the direction of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with those who are unsaved.
It's also a small portion of BHM's work in Haiti. They have child sponsorships, church construction, medical ministries, and much more.
It all works towards sharing the love of Christ with others.
Details are at missionnetworknews.org. Pray that the pastors and their churches will be transformed. And a group of outcasts is getting to know Jesus in India. India partners Donna Glass says over 40 physically disabled people came to a Get to Know Jesus camp held by one of their cohorts.
There was at least 10 disabled persons who rededicated their lives to Christ.
The camp is an outreach held regularly by the Agape Rehabilitation Center.
This is an intense time where these disabled persons are given the opportunity to get away and have a whole weekend devoted to learning more about Jesus.
Finding hope in Jesus is often a foreign experience for people who don't even have a place in India's caste system.
They will keep them pretty much shut away in their home.
It also brings worth to a people group that rarely gets to see the light of day.
The disabled are lower than the untouchables or the Dalits.
Pray that they would want to know more about the God who loves them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat-7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat-7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible and give the others away as a reminder to pray for the Sat-7 ministry and the region. Get your free bookmarks by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.